This is Angela, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you in the fraud department?
Yes, ma'am. Somebody, I'm not sure if my daughter or somebody else got a hold of my information, but they ordered something from y'all, and I'm getting charged for it.
Okay, they transferred the call to me. Give me one moment.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I see the account is for the All Natural Vital Care Keto Gummies and the Cleanse. These products are designed to help you lose weight, boost your metabolism, suppress your appetite. Is that those are the products you're calling about?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Well, this account, you're saying your child may have done this?
I don't know who did it, but I don't have the gummies, and I don't want anything. I mean, I don't want to do that. For one, I don't have the money for any of that. So, I mean, it just overdrafted my account like $200.
Okay. So this order was created on June 20th. It was shipped and delivered to the address by the post office, according to the post office.
Okay.
Let's see here. It's saying it was delivered on June 25th.
The 1204 East Hermosa Avenue in Frederick?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I haven't received anything.
Okay. Well, according to the post office, they did deliver it there. So you're saying that what they would do in the fraud department is give the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place the order to the local authorities, mm-hmm. and they will mm-hmm. look into the matter and help us figure out who used the card or your MasterCard to place this order.
Okay. Can I just cancel this stuff and get my money back? I mean, is there any way to do that?
Well, the fraud team will have to take over the investigation since you don't know who placed the order.
Well, it could have been my daughter. I'm not sure. She's not here right now. She's on vacation with my parents. She's 9 years old.
Okay.
And she could have done that. I mean, I'm not sure, but I just really want to cancel it and get a refund. Okay. And if I receive anything, I'll send it back to y'all. I mean,
it can't be returned. The account is set up where it can't be returned.
Okay, so how do I do that? I mean, like, what do I do?
Well, the fraud team would just have to pursue the account to see who placed this order. And like I said, they use the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place the order.
Okay.
And you think she did it, you can't call her and ask her or to see if that's something that she did?
I can, but, I mean, I need the money in my account. I don't want this subscription or whatever. I don't want to press charges on him or anything. I just want the money back in my account. I've got.
Well, but if it was fraud, you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's fraud, they would have to pursue it. So I don't know what else to tell you other than
I can just cancel my card and redo that. I mean, that's what I've done in the past. The police department here ain't going to do nothing anyways. Come on, go outside.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Well, in looking at the account, of course, I don't know what else we could do for you. If you don't want to pursue the fraud, the product from the company can't be returned. They say they will deliver it. So I guess as a good faith effort, the company would allow me to give you 35% refund and close the account. So you won't give you 35% back of that money. And like a 35% discount to help pacify you in regards to this. Well, according to the company, it was delivered.
I don't even receive mail at my address. I can get the post office involved also because they don't even deliver mail to 1204 East Hermosa. I haven't received mail at my address in 2 years. I have a different mailing address.
Okay. Well, what's your mailing address?
110 South 16th in Frederick, Oklahoma.
Okay. Well, I don't know. This is the address that was on file, and they said it was delivered. So, and you can check with them to see if they have it.
East Hermosa.
No, it was delivered to 714 North 11th Street.
That's not my address.
Well, that is the address that's on file. You don't recognize that address?
Yeah, that's my parents' old house.
Okay.
We don't use
well, that's
that
where it was delivered. Okay. So what I will do is go ahead. We can go ahead and reverse the charges, and the fraud team will just start the investigation. That's okay. Where we are with the matter right now.
Okay.
One moment.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Almost done.
Okay, so we have the refunds process. The fraud team will just start the investigation, and your card will be credited in 3 to 5 business days. You will get an email at katienewman2012@gmail.com, letting you know the refund is being processed.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.